The U.S. Committee for Refugees says there are 33 million refugees in the world. More than 20 million are internally displaced people seeking safety from conflict in their own countries.
You can turn around and we'll look at this, the landmines.
This human tragedy is a way of life that Doctors Without Borders project coordinator Brett Davis experienced firsthand while working in the Darfur region of Sudan.
I think it's really difficult to try to explain it. It's something that you really have to experience and understand the hardship that people go through.
And Doctors Without Borders is now attempting to recreate that experience for people in the United States.
Because the mother that's making milk over there probably has a family too.
Here in the heart of Brooklyn, the rolling green fields of Prospect Park are transformed into a makeshift refugee camp. The exhibit is filled with actual items the organization uses in the field. The simple straw huts and plastic tarp tents stand in stark contrast to the expensive apartment buildings just meters away. It is a way of life many of the thousands of people who wandered through the exhibit have never experienced or witnessed firsthand. That's one of the goals of this campaign, according to Doctors Without Borders U.S. Executive Director Nicholas De Torrente. Another goal is to draw the attention of visitors and the media to what he calls lesser-known crises throughout the world, such as Colombia and Congo.
The media often doesn't pay much attention to these crises, to these conflicts. We call them neglected or underreported. So I think there's still a big gap there in terms of media coverage of what's happening in some of these areas.
Some familiar Hollywood faces are helping the effort to raise awareness. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie made news with a $1 million donation to Doctors Without Borders while the exhibit was on display in New York.
She gave us an unrestricted gift, which basically allows us to, you know, be true to humanitarian principles, which is to go where the needs are the greatest, to help people who are in the most difficult conditions. And that money doesn't have strings attached.
While money and awareness go a long way in helping the organization alleviate suffering, it doesn't solve all its problems. Doctors Without Borders considers the security situation in Iraq too great a risk for its staff. In 2004, the group shut down operations in the war-torn country and has not been able to return. The Doctors Without Borders refugee camp in the heart of the city plans to make stops in Atlanta and Nashville later this year. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, New York.